Şu nün İsa Hişan kardeşi şimdi Hopkin Uşrahi Tavşimen Fes Ve Elam Mentim Eriyel Emperizay In Yeşiva University
Allah'a sözü sana diyor Hanem Kiroşin Kikua Bidefis Eriyel Masinalı o tahsiyon şalı dişen kolpoğun. Kosa krach de aloche krafşeyşiz. Oma rabiyeche. Di rode de oma. Tavaye kumun sviroli kavod. Di chayin kosa krach. Di stama stitsi li per kame kechanani. Kumuta la hashiz afu reinen grup. Aber harzi al vade osea. Elohim king gold because Vafilu Bishel Kotsoch, which is the Rashtoi. Yukid Masnitsin Komashmeron, Pierce Rashtoi Komashmeron, the Kom Poneo Shapiro. Then near it, the Dir Poshidu, the Kibin the Tona Achiki, Poneo Milikan in Koponeo Shore. The nearly poor Yukid Masnitsin, the Kiros Rashtoi, to the house of Mam, the Hasidu Master of Oresta. Mal hashis veine grob aber die gische kurzor kein kapoyerei oi di stali biotop na boi mi nei mir afkhie barab shochar gdei rol ga di kiro u vishlo bi shabes mal na so de machleike in fananje Rabbono of Hanania, or the Machlekes in the Gemara, whether Hanania's dean applies only to three, it applies to they also. So then, Baldur Hatchile, whether he's allowed to be shaved. But where he's not allowed to be shaved, and the Ebed, he did it, is the Tafshil Mutabachim. Another question, of course, whenever. It's, she is Mutter, so of course the Tafshil Mutter Bachir. But in the case where she is not Mutter, so Tesis points out, let's say if we pass like Hananya, so Igiel Macho Ben Brusoye is so she is Mutter, but suppose it's Boshel the Loy Boshel, and not yet Igiel Macho Ben Brusoye, then she is also. So the Shaila is. So she is also to do it at the very outset. But suppose he did it. Is the Tafshil Mutar Bachil and Shabbos, or it's not Mutar Bachil and Shabbos? Shochar Gdei Rol Gabi Kiro, Mubishlo B'Shabbos, Mal. Ishtek, Bili Omalei Vilo Yide. So he inquired, it was inquired from Ramachiyah Barabe, and Ramachiyah Barabe didn't say anything. Rimocha nofi gdoresh lu hamevashel b'shabes b'sheged yechal b'meizit loyer. Now this is just the beginning of the price. That's Rameyas number. Hamevashel b'shabes b'sheged yechal b'meizit loyer. Rabbi Yudah Yischelech. Rabbi Yudah says... We have that tomorrow in Chum, in Bumakame, and in Yit. In Chum, that's the Svob, on the Dalet, Elo Marabashe, Rebbeated in Vashel, Nan, Am Vashel, Bishabes, Bishegi Geichal, Bineidi Pro Yeichal, Dive Rameyah, Rav Yudah Imea B'Shege Keichal L'Mitzoye Shabbos B'Meizit Lo Yeichal L'Lomis B'Meizit Lo Yeichal L'Lomis Rav Yechon Asan Lo Reimea B'Shege Keichal L'Mitzoye Shabbos L'Acherim L'Loi B'Meizit Lo Yeichal L'Lomis L'Loi V'Lo L'Acherim Alright. No Rishon Paskins like Rav Yechon Asan. But there's an achleket l'shem in whether we pass from the aloha like Chabmeya or we pass from the aloha like Chabmeya. So Tisvis Paskus La Aloche, like Hamea, from Vashel B'Shabes, B'Shili Yechal, B'Mezid Lo Yechal, and Lo Yechal on Shabbos, but Mitzoy Shabbos, it's Mutem. Tisvis, the Rif and the Rambam, they Paskus like Hamea. Why? Because the Gemara says, Nerev, other places, Rav Meir, the Rav Yude, Halochet Rav Yude. Whenever there is a machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yude, so the Halochet is like Rav Yude, except Halochet Rav Meir b'gzeresha. But this is not one of the gzeres, even though it's also involved. If Rabbonon is not a raise, but that doesn't come in the category of gzeres. So gzeres means something else. So the Rif and the Rambam passing like a bit. Tetzvist passing like a bit. The Mechaber, the Ramor, passing like a bit. The Gro passing like a bit. So, here we have three mandamas. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yechon HaSanna. So Rav Meir says, Am Vashel B'Shabbat B'Shegit Yechal B'Mezid Lo Yechal. So what does it mean B'Shegit Yechal? Hu Atzmei. Hu Ben Yehim. Bin Zeug Ramtin ad Ere, du dich jasu. So dort am Grün die Alme lehel, dich jasu lessel er ab mehr. Elo hiche do wat dies feuer die Sure. U wie meisi die kache Juwe, do in Minti ja neuen die Sure. Aber die Schiebe glei. So er kommt er ab mehr, die Fiesen waschen die Schiebe. So it can be eaten even by the person himself. Who did a wehre die Schiebe. And am Schabes du. The Buddha may have the Shege, Kechal in Tzoy Shabbos. So, if it's the Shege, so then, whoever, so he can eat it, he cannot eat it on Shabbos, and Achir cannot eat it on Shabbos either. But he or Achir can eat it in Tzoy Shabbos. And then there is a machleket between Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, so when Rabbi Yudin says B'shegi keichal mitzoi Shabbos, it means nothing if we have mitzoi Shabbos. But after the Mishiyasu, in other words, suppose it takes an hour to be a Vashon. So he cannot eat it, let's say a Tzisak Chob, but an hour after Tzisak Chob, because if he eats it right after Tzisak Chob, so he benefits from the Adaya. So, or only when now expired, so that means even if he hadn't done the Avere, he could have had it cooked already. Mitzoy Shabbos, B'Rishiyasu. The Rambam is chilek. The Rambam shiti is that there is no halacha of B'Rishiyasu when the halacha was done by Jew. The halacha of B'Rishiyasu is only when it's done by Goy. So Akumish also. Halacha of B'Rishiyasu is royal, also is royal enesmen. So, but when Jew does not believe, there is no aloche of B'Rishiyasu. Why should be more homo than when an Akum does an aloche, Bishul Yisroel? Then when a Yisroel does an aloche, I mean, it seems strange. So, many Rishonim agree with Shikas Rambam. So, some Rishonim mention that he understands because when the Nakum doesn't have to spoil some skull, some melee the Chachomim or Machmir, in order to deter people, you know, from telling Goyim to do the loche for them, some melee they were Machmir that he couldn't be nene from it, even Mitzoy Shabbos, until enough time elapses Mitzoy Shabbos. So they're the same thing that was done on Shabbos. If it hadn't been done on Shabbos, it could have been done within the hour after Tzitzit Chol. Masha'in came when the soil does, so it's not cow. So the Meile, the Chachonim, didn't answer the Mitzoy Shabbos la'alter at Kiddush Yasa. And some of the Shayim say that by Nochi and Nochi does it, some melee, there was a reason to Asher, Achille of the Tafshir, Tzuri Shabbos before Kiddush Yasu. because if it wouldn't be Oseach, so many Jews would tell the Goy, and when the Goy starts to do Melacha, he would do it. Mashiach came when the soil does a Melacha, so we don't have to be Cheshish, lest if we allow him to eat it, to turn Shabbos Le'alter, right at us at the hobby, so then he might in the future tell a Jew to do it, because the Jew will not listen to him. If he will tell, the Goy will listen to him. But the Jew will not listen, unless he is Almuda, so then there is nothing that you can do it to stop it. So, anyway, there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. Whether the Nazi is the Shedik, the Budahina, the Shedik, Yochel, the Mitzoye Shabbos, that means he or Achir, the Mitzoye Shabbos. According to Rashi, it means the Mitzoye Shabbos. And according to the Rambam, we all tell him so. Alright. Lachere, the mazi, loyechal, ulomis. The mazi, so loyechal, ulomis, he. But others, even if he, if Ruben, let's say, did was Mubashir, the Shabbat, the mazi, so Ruben himself can never eat. Ruben himself can never eat. Mashain came. Others can even mitzvah Shabbos, even if Ruben, even if Ruben did a b'mezid. He has a shite that Maisi Shabbos is also mitzvah, if it's done b'mezid. So Rabbi Yechana Sandler in the b'shege keich yoche geichal l'mitzvah Shabbos l'acherim v'leloi. So, but he himself, even if he did the shege, so the Rabbonon is never allowed to eat it. But others, the Mitzoye Shabbos. So, l'acher l'loy p'imezi, l'loyei chalilonis, l'loy l'loy v'loy l'acher. And that's me the Raisa, all the Rabbi Mecha. Maisi Shabbos, Yosef, and Yisrael. All right, now. So here, so boyin in rabchi barabe shochar veirol gadishio ubishlo b'shabes mal ishtek liyoma libelani limochar nofak dorishlu hamibashim b'shabes b'shege yeichal b'meizid lo yeichal b'loish b'loish. So over there, Meir says, "B'shege keichal b'meizid lo yeichal." So there's a difference between shege meizid. Mashein ken ligavi shochav ve'al gavi kiro. There is no nafkemino between shege and meizid. No nafkemino. No nafkemino in what sense? Le'eper olisa. So there's a machlekes amaroyim on it. But here there is no nafkemino. Rashi. Shochav ve'o alive mandiosa hamvashel b'shabes mishni ve'lo yishne. אבל חי בשוחר דירו לא ישנה בשייך למייזי כי אוכה דורש לו סתומה ולא יפירש ישייך מדם לו ומותה להיכלו ימייזית מדם לו בוסה אור יסד רפחי את הרבה ותריגה בשוחר דירו על גבי קירו so there is no nothing in the shape of Mezi. But the question is, Lehtir no akimine, both are muter bachile deret, or both are osa. But that he didn't say. Oh, my beloishle. Rabbi de Rabbi Yisid Amitav Baya Lehtir. Nivashil, who he called it Maise, so he made it lo yecha. Aval haide, lo he called it Maise, he made it name yecha. Rab Nachum Bayitzvah Koma, lo yisure. מבשל הוא דלי עושה להרומה בשגי כאיכה אבל חי די עושה להרומה בשגי נאמה ללך בשגי כנאמה ללך so the מחלקת between רבי ורבי יסף and רבי נחם בליץ רבי ורבי יסף say that there is no נפקמינה לתאר that even if he's שוחר דיו even if he left Shog deo al gabi kiro, b'meizi. B'Shabbos, so it's Mutar B'Evet B'Achile. Baby A, and even he himself, because there is no Knas. Because when is there a Knas? When there is a Maise, a Noach. But here is Bishab, he didn't do anything. Just here, Bishab, the Altaise. So Mele, there is no Knas. And even the Maise, it's Muta B'Evet. Even Baby A. On the contrary, it's more humble. When does Rav Meir make a distinction between Sheik and Lazy? That in regard to Mivashe. But in regard to Shor, so even the Sheik, so he's not allowed to eat it on Shabbos itself. Lisur, Mivashe who today rest, how can Shia be more humble? And Bishul Mamesh, so he says, Mivashel Hudliyosel Yerume, Bishigi Cheichal, so we are not afraid, lest if we allow him to eat it, so if we allow him to eat it, so Mele, he'll do it amazing. So, Mivashel Hudliyosel Yerume, Bishigi Cheichal, Aval Hai, because it's very cold, in the hearts of people, so since he doesn't do anything, so he just shallow vices of people might be very lax in it and very neglectful. So mele, it is more humble and bishegi knamele. Now let's see the Rashi. Bimezi tname yinisho al gavityon bigeini eichal Bet rabbe de rabbi eisei But then the Lios al arume But Chanach Ba Yisok says just the opposite Lios al arume v'las es meilin Asheri v'lisi Gloi nechshe v'lisroi o shabbo says Masheri pin here Lios al arume v'isa de rabbonanu V'kilalei V'yos al yishui emezi v'yema Shachachti, so Rashi says, Yosel Arume Bisa de Rabbonu. So one could think that it's not because he Sheva Taise, but because he's a Nisa de Rabbonu, even if it had involved the Maiz. But the Roshan of the Gemara is, Rabbe de Rabbeisi Damet Arbaye Le Teire, so. Mivashel covered Maise, Bimezi Echalab, Highly covered Maise, Bimezi Tnami Echalbiens. So, why does Rashi emphasize the fact is the Rabbon? But here the Gemara emphasizes the fact is Shalot Haise. Well, the answer is. When does the Gemara emphasize the fact that the Sheval Taise that's in Rabbi Rabbi Yisrael? And here Rashi is explaining Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. So, who says Leisure that it's more homo? So, on the contrary, Rabbi Rabbi Yisrael, who say it, let hear it. So, the reason is why we are not Machmir all together, we need to make it. So, not because it's Rabbon, we wouldn't be making it Rabbon. But because there's no mice altogether. But if he did involve mice, even though it's Merabona, so then he should be Machmir Lachlapoches Ligabi Meizi. But here Rashi is explaining Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok's memory, that we in Surah, that we are more Machmir even Bishege. So why are we more Machmir even Bishege? Because, so here it's not that we are more Machmir even Bishege. Because it's the Rabbonah. No, that wouldn't be a sufficient reason. But because not only so here we are more machmir, not because it's about Taisei, but because it's the Rabbonah. So that's why Rashi emphasizes the Isa the Rabbonah who be killed, the also Yishuyah made in Mishkachti. But when Gemara emphasizes Lovit Maisei, that's in Rabbi the Rabbonah. All right, now. Now, the Gor in Simen Shimichas, so he is Machriya like Teisves, that the Halacha is like the Meir. And one of the Rayas, he mentions several Rayas, the Shemi mentioned Rayas, but one of the Rayas that the Gor mentions, I didn't see that other Shemi should mention that Raya is from this Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara here mentions just the Meir's number. Just Rabbeinu's number. So that doesn't present any kashi against the different Rambam, because the reason is why the Gemara here doesn't mention the Buddhist number, not because we pass like the Meir, because these are the shochas, they're all gadichiro, so Rabbi Yehuda would not be chilek on the Meir, because the Gemara itself, in Chul says, that Rabbi Yehuda is only says this halacha regarding bishop, because it involves the raise. But in the Rabbanon, Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't say, wouldn't be famous, shady got amazing in the Rabbanon. So that means that the reason, so we could say that the reason is why the Gemara doesn't mention, it's true that we mochal nofak dorishlu hamevashel b'shabes b'shevi k'yichal b'levi k'yichal, and we only mention the Meir's memory, because vis-a-vis shochach, there wouldn't be a machleket between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. The machleket between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is in regard to mevashel, where there is a melacha d'raise, but shochach only involves the Nisra Rabbanon. Mr. Rabbanon, so Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't even chel. And that's mashma from the Lashon of the Gemara in Chul, that Rabbi Yehuda is only chelik on Rabbi Meir in regard to a deraise, and not in regard to a Rabbanon. Now, the Gemara is... One second. It's not the Chul. It is... It is indeed. Now, just to understand. The Gemara, as I just want to mention briefly, the whole Shakot Italia, otherwise, we take all the time. There, the Mishnah says, Amitame, Amidame, Amenase, Mishevi, Poter, Amazichai. Then, Amidale, the Gemara mentions the Machlekes between Chesky and Rabbeinu. Chesky says, now the Mishnah says, that Mitame, Mitame, Minase, what the common nominate of all these things. Hezek Shemika. It's not a Hezek that is visible. Hezek Shemika. So no physical Hezek, just legal Hezek. So on the right level, there is no difference between Shemik and Minase. Because we have a quarrel in Nazi called the Moedleyo. So it doesn't make any difference whether somebody is mazik b'shege or somebody is mazik b'mezik. So mele, either both are chayef or both are potter. Here the Mishnah says that b'shege is potter, me is chayef. That could be based upon the Rabbanim. The Rai said there is no such thing. B'shege potter, me is chayef. So there is a machlekes between Chesky and Rabbanim. Chesky, Oma Chesky, Dvar Teiro, Echot Shemit, Echot Shemit, Chai, Mai Tai Mehezik Shemit, Kashmei Hezik. So Ani, the Reis Rebu Cheskiya says, so Yidin Shemit, Kenik Shemit, Amitam, Yidam, Yenase, Yisrael. Matam, Omru, the Chiyit is Potter, that's with Rabbo. Why? Matam, Omru, the Chiyit is Potter, Chidei Shemit, suppose the care, the Shemit was Mifadil. So he was mazik the kochim of a certain person, of a certain soil. We say if the aloha would be the wages with the raise that the kohen has to pay, then he would feel deterred in telling the Israel, I unintentionally, I was mazik the kochim. He didn't like to pay. The Bishayit is potter, so Mimele, he will be induced to tell the Israel that he passed his father. This is what Cheskel says. Rabbi Yechanan says just the reverse. Rabbi Yechanan said, Vati Rechad Shri Vachot Meizik Potter. My time is, if she need to tell you, she needs it. That time of the Meizik Chayev, she'll eat the Rechad, the Rechad, Heile, Chum Tami, Tavis, of Shochavei, Reivei, Potter. Then the Gemara that in Gimlon and Beit says, Leivik Tanah, perhaps the Machleikes between the Cheskel and Rabbi Yechon, and the question is whether Hezek Shemita Shmeyaz and his Cheskel says, or Hezek Shemita Loi Shmeyaz, and Rabbi Yechon says, Leivik is the Machleikes Tanah. What is the Machleikes Tanah? Hamitamei Hamidam is Habrais. Tamei Hamidam is Amasei. So the mayor says that even Shegei is Chai Hezekshin. The Buday mayor, the Shegei Potter, the Mezit Chai. Shegei Potter, the Mezit Chai. My love, the Hokum is with him. Ima also the mayor who says, Echachei Yachat Mezit Chai, Neker Hezekshin Mikashmeyer. Ima also the Buday holds, that Loishmei Hezek, some mele, midrabono, so he's only chayev midrabono, because the Kleachot Beachot here, the Chutam in Tarei, so he's a mele, so the mele only the mele. So the Gemara refutes that, it's Loish. So the Gemara, Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Loish, the Kula Alme Hezek, Shemike, Loishmei Hezek. So, then you'll ask, why does But may I say that Shegei is also higher? If it's only Rabbanon, so maybe there is a class. But Shegei may have to say, the Hochem comes to Shegei, but to Mezi come with it. Umar Sova comes to Shegei, but to Mezi. Umar Sova, Loi comes to Shegei, but to Mezi. That's the matter. So the mayor holds that comes to Shegei, but to Mezi. And the beauty holds, Loi comes to Shegei. So then the Gemara says, Kashe, the Rome the Rav Meir, the Rav Meir, the Rome the Rav Yudah, the Rav Yudah, the Tanya Mivashel, the Shabbos, the Shegei, Keichal, the Meirit, Lo Yeichal, the Rav Meir, Rav Yudah, the Meir, the Shegei, Keichal, Mitzoy, Shabbos, the Meir, Lo Yeichal, Lomis, Rav Yechon, Asan, Barim, the Shegei, Keichal, Mitzoy, Shabbos, Lachin, and the Loi, the Meir, Lo Yeichal, Lomis, Lo Yeichal, So, Kashi Rabmeya, in the Braise of Mitame, Midame, Minaseich, so Rabmeya says, Achotchei, Rabmeya is it high. And Ramachma Yisrael explained it on the basis of Konsushei, Kodamezi. So Rabmeya holds Konsushei. Rabbi says, in the case of Mitame, Midame, Minaseich, Achotchei is Potter, Loi Konsushei, Kodamezi. But in Vashon Shabbos, they have reverse laws. So Rav Meir says, be shady Yechal, and we don't come to the shady but amazing. And Rav Yudah says that be shady you cannot eat it on Shabbos either. Come to shady Meir. So just, they have reverse roles. Kashi to Rav Meir, Rav Meir, Kashi to Rav Yudah. So the Gemara says, Rav Meir, Rav Meir, Loi Kashi, Ki Komis, Vide Rabbonon, Vide Raise, Loi Komis, When is Rameya, when is Rameya Karkenes, Sheik or Tamezi, Dafke the Rabbon? So I mean, so I'm going to say, it's not fair. No, it's not fair. Because the Chachomim don't counsel just like this, in that year. The Chachomim, they counsel, they have a reason to counsel. They're not interested in counseling people. They have a reason. So, in the Raises, there isn't this opportunity to counsel, because even without the class, people will be deterred from doing the Mitzvah Raises. But then he said, Rabbanon, some people are making. So that's why it was necessary. It is necessary, but Meir says, to counsel. So, in Hezekshin, we can now never do Gunchas Visholem, that Hezekshin Mikia is only osea to be mazik mi Rabbonon, mi the Raisi, it's not osea to be mazik Chas Visholem, because even the Mandoma who says, and the Paschal like the Mandoma, that mi the Raisi Hezekshin Mikia is loish mi Hezek, so there is no fear in the Raisi, there is no fear in the other, but in the Shemayim, even Gromi is high. And in the Shemayim, the Miri says, in Volokame, Dalet Vorin, in the Morgan Akenis, that from Vol, Dalet Vorin, Hoi, say, say, Potom, in the other, Machai, in the Shemayim, so all the Dalet Vorin are Gromes, appear the Dalet Vorin, which Chavere, and Gromes. So, it's Potom, in the Machai, in the Shemayim, so Chai Nishamayim doesn't mean his name is Nishamayim. Because name is Nishamayim, one is for every Abeire. For every Abeire, even if it's not one, for every Abeire, one is Nenesh. But Chai Nishamayim means there is a Chiyub moment. But it's not Chiyub in the Odom. Besmi cannot be here in Chosam. That's the only thing. But the Miri says that the Dalit volume, which consists of Gomek, even less than Hezekshin Mika. Hezekshin Mika means Mazel Yadayim, but there is no physical Hezek, only legal Hezek. Damen, Nasa. But Pir Gerla from Davis Chaveri, that's a Gome, there is no Hezek Yadayim. So over there is Chayv Nishamayim, if he doesn't pay, so then he's postulated, he's a Rosh Lechomas. That's what the Miller says. He's a Rosh Lechomas like someone who borrows money and doesn't pay and doesn't intend to pay. If, let's say, he intends to pay, but he keeps on postponing, then he's not a Rosh. He's not a Rosh. So, alright, leave a Rosh to the Shalim, but he's not the kind of a Rosh that makes him postulatus. But if somebody borrows money, and then when he asks that he should get paid, so he says, I'm not going to pay you. So then he's postulatus with the Rosh. He's a Rosh. He's a Rosh of the Chumas. So melee, if somebody is giving it, like Pinnazero from Davis Chaveri, the Miri says, so then Chayv Nishamai means it's a real chiyuv, but not in the other. Besdin cannot let an attachment that is nechos. But if he doesn't pay, it's like someone who borrows money and doesn't pay. Except when he borrows money and doesn't pay, so he can go, the Malvi can go to Bezdin, and Bezdin will enforce it. Here, Bezdin will not enforce it. But it's a real chiyuv. So Meile, even by Gromit, there is a real chiyuv. Or Haskal Lecham or Hezek Shem Yikar is certainly a real chiyuv, even to pay Midraise the Nishamayi. But, so how could we say it's only Nisra Rabbonot? Because Hezek, Mazik is a Nisa de Reise, Mazik is a Nisa de Reise. Where is a Knichla? All right. So the Rabbi Yene in his Perush and Pirkei Avos, so he says that when somebody is Mazik, not only when he's Mazik Yadayim, even when someone, Rabbi Yene says it, I didn't say it, so Chakidish, but Rabbi Yene has a right to say it. So Rabbi Yene says if somebody is Mazik, either Odma Mazik, or he has a share, and he's constantly negligent, he doesn't watch over the share, and the share causes damage. So the owner is either on the sixth, it doesn't mean the real, the Nichavisa of the sixth, but he means it's Nichol on the sixth, it's Nichol on the sixth. Any hefsed moment that one is given the Chavere is Nichol according to Rabbi Yehuda, he said it. Very beginning of his Pirush and Odes. So he mentions the Gemara in Bulakame, Hanman Giboya Limebach Sideh, Likai Yuladin Zokin. So he says, because it is not Likai Yuladin Zokin Bulakame, in Ramazik and the Momish Nizik, Shea Beya Mabe Hever, So then he's evil sinful. He doesn't mean the ikalav of the sinful. The ikalav of sinful applies to gezel mamish. But it's nichal in the sinful and nisar against mazik. And even momina mazik. So because they're told like on. In other words, if somebody has a shea and he doesn't exercise any shmir on the shea, so he's considered to be geirim by in a passive way. To be geirim has a chaverei, so it's nich on the sea. The Rambam, so Reb Chaim said, the second Lashon Rambam, that according to the Rambam, the Yisrael of Mazik, now there's a Lashon Rambam, I'm mentioning all that because from this Gemara one could get the impression that the Gemara says the Rav Meir, Loikashi, Tikon is the Rabbono, or the Rabbono like Hezek Shemika. So it would appear that to be Mazi, the Yodayim, Hezek Shemika is only Mr. Rabbono. Has to show him how to be saving like. Rambam in Perkei, in the Chesliski moment, Allah Ha'alev says, Behimo shal Yisoreye, Upol shal V'nichmin shal V'sodi shal V'komi, Atal Pish Adai Lo Yiziko, Maschim V'voleo shal Yishbom, In Lo Yishoma Behemtei, V'lo Yimono Melireis, Yeish Rishus Li Balasode Li Shochto, Shchito Ksheiro, Deime Li Baleo, Beyu Michu Psakosa Shalachem. In other words, it wouldn't have a Behemtei. And he habitually goes into other fields and vineyards in his mind, and then the owner of the behemoth is warm. Listen, you have to watch your behemoth, and he doesn't care. So then the Barasode, who is constantly being easy, has a right to share the behemoth, and then he tells Shchitah Sheiro, he cannot never the behemoth. But he has to shecht it. If he wants to shecht it, he has to shecht it. Shechit of Shiro. Ve'ina li balo, ve'nu li chubot shlochem. Mipni sho'osra li odom lehazik nagoetz, it's like odig nishnu li nafshe. So, mipni sho'osra li odom lehazik u vishali ma shehizi. Afu likri ma nezik osa. So the question is, it's all right. So first of all, the Rambam says b'feiresh, that mazik is not only involved the chiyuv hashvoit, but there is an insult besides the suppose someone will say, I want to be mazik, then I'll pay. No, he's not allowed to do that. It's two separate things. He's not allowed to be mazik, and if he is mazik, he has to pay. So under certain circumstances he doesn't have to pay. So she need care. The other, let's say a gromer, or a halochas, but that doesn't mean that it gives him a heta to the mazik. So mele, he cannot say to the Baal HaSodeh, what do you care? So, if it were mazik, you call me to Bezna, I'll pay every penny. It's nisha osa, leodon, lehazik, or mishali, mashizik. Atlu mitri manezik osa. So the question is, why does the Rambam emphasize that? Atlu mitri manezik osa. But here he's talking not of common talking, here he's talking of Niskimomen, Behemo Shoisoroyo, who called Shodinichmis of the Sodi Shodikomi. So it's Niskimomen, Sheramai, Shenderego, Paul Shodinichmis of the Shenderego. So it's not common talking, so the Rambam should say, a few with Shea. The Niski Morinos, he says, no, but we are not talking, the Rambam is not discussing the case of Gromer of Odma Mazi. The Rambam is discussing the Zokin of Shemeregel, not Gromer of Odma Mazi. Odma Mazi, Gromer of Odma Mazi is Potam in the Odom, and Shemeregel is Chayv in the Odom, but the Parashi, Ubiya Bidachar, which die Schlachers behemte und Bier bis die Achia, in die Sedre. So, so why does the Rambam say I don't need them and is a concern? I heard from my father, he needs nothing, Rav Chaim Ksovi. So Rav Chaim said, in the Shulim Valosh, when my father was before Bar Mitzvah, he heard it. So, in the Shulim of Rav Chaim Valosh, so Rav Chaim said, because the Rambam here is not discussing Tashlumin, so it's because of Shem Rebbe. Here is discussing the Yisar of Mas. The Yisar of Mas. So, vis-a-vis Shem Rebbe, there is a special parasha of Tashlumin for you. Keren, Shem, Rebbe, Beir, Eish. But vis-a-vis Suri, there is no special Yisar. Not to be pesheya in the shmire over the sheya. As the Issa the Torah says, Pishilach has been teyu bia b'beacher, so that he's chayef to pay. But the Torah doesn't say there is a nisa when you neglect to watch the sheya so that the sheya shouldn't be mazik al b'shem b'rego. But the Rambam here says the reason, the fact that one is mechuyef to pay when the damage is done wouldn't give the nizek the right to prevent that before it's done. So let him wait until the damage is done and then let him call to Besdin and then he'll collect damages. But here the Rambam says that he has a right to take action to prevent future damage and not wait till it's done and then get collect for the damage. So that has to be based upon the Issa of neglecting, of not watching the Sheol so that it would cause damage. Where is that Issa mentioned? So Rav Chaim said, because now there is there a Hamisha Hushteo? וחייגח שייר עשי שייסי שו ומייז סוקל וסוקל השייר ולא יאוכל את צורי ובעל השיר מוקר ומשנה גחום לפני שיר שייר והוא הדיבולו ולא ישמרן והם עשי שייר אישו השייר וסוקל וגם ביולו ביומס עם כיפה יושסולות ונוסם פגינב שייר כחילה של יושסולות Und wenn ich doch, und was ich doch, kann ich das ja nicht. So the Torah says, if the Sheer Amway kills a human being, the Gambol of him, what it means, you must be said the Shemayim, it doesn't mean me said the other. But then, in Kepa, you shall solo, no something in Africa, as you used to. So then, if it pays the Kepa, so he's not higher, me said the Shemayim. But suppose he doesn't pay the Kepa. Is a high musician, I don't know. Just pay. So there's a machleshes between the Rashbam and Chumash, the Torah, and the Venice. The Rashbam says, in Kika Yusha Solo, you know some big enough shape to kill a Yusha Solo. If he paid the Kika, but suppose he doesn't pay the Kika. So then his mamish high musician, I become all of humans. Humans means the musician. The Venice says, no, the Gambol of Humos means Rol Miyo Yismeiz V'di Shamayim Im Lo Yishah Toiro Chiyav Tegit. So in other words, the question is, what is Gambol? Humos means Yishu Shamayim, not Yishu Biyo. But according to Rebbe Ezra, he doesn't think Humos is Mamish Chayv Yishu Shamayim, he doesn't believe it. He should be Chayv Yishu Shamayim, except that the chiyuv of kefer takes away the chiyuv misishim. And the Rashbam explains it, no, the gambolot yumos, his mamish chayv misishamayim, yumot yirishamayim, except in kefer yishas olov, he knows something in Ashpash in his holocaust, so then he redeems himself and he takes off the chiyuv misishim. But if he doesn't pay the kefer, then he's mamish chayv misishim. But Chaim said that if there hadn't been a machlekes l'shini, some rashes washing in matches that bays on the bays at the bottom, it's masma like the Rashbam, not like the Ernest. But Chaim said if there hadn't been a machlekes l'shini, he would say like the Ernest, that it's not the machlekes between the Rashbam and the Ernest is whether the chiyuv kefer takes off the chiyuv l'shamayim, or the tashlumim of kefer takes off the chiyuv mishamayim. So the Rashbam shiti is that the tashlumim of kefer takes off in kefer yishasolo. So he explained the tipshute. If kefer is paid, then the Nezra holds that the Chiyuv Kefer takes off, redeems himself. Redeems him. Not the Tashlum of Kefer, but the Chiyuv Kefer. But, so the question is, according to the Rashbam, and Rashi's Loshim, in Makkah's Vavayim, and Baden, is much more like the Rashbam, that he doesn't take Kefer. Rashi explained, Kuf the Kapore. So he says, because he's not Mitzvah Bishamayim, Rashi says. So that's the point. You could still explain Rashi means that the purpose, but Pashtus Haloshon of Rashi Makkos is like Rashbam. So the question is, according to the Rashbam and Rashi, that his mamish chayav Mitzvah Bishamayim, if he doesn't do the Kefer, which Aveira was he? Which Aveira? Which Aveira was he? Which Aveira is it? So Chaim said, because the Rambam in Mechas Tetziach Ushnevat Nefesh says, Peribeis Milchus Tetziach Ushmeres Nefesh Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel Kol Ahirei Chaveri B'yodei Kikin Shinkol B'sayet O Yeben Amiso O Shechonki Achimeis O Sofi Beish Hoyu B'holde Mikol Mokhi Hu B'atzmei Arizamea Vides So is Chai Vissel Vez Avo Asich Echiri V'artes Chaveri Oy Shisholach Avodo Vavu אוי שקופסי ואיך אית מהבי, יחיי ציטי ואורגו שחיו. וכי נהיר את עצמי, כל אחד מהיר הוא שגרדו ממנו. ועובי נהבי כביודי וחי את מסר השמיים. ואין בו הם מסר בס, ועוד קרומי ספוט רבו שבס. ודאי זכי ובוס בשמיים. איך בי קרומי עוד רציחי, תרזכי בשמיים. נאטו מקרומי רציחי. אין לי רציחי, וכם זו דינדיסר אפרוסי אותך. But for some reason, there is a door. Kol kann doch für die Koa sorg mir oder was sorg mir. Kot. Kot haben sie das, das wird nie, das ist nach egalisiert so. Die Koa sorg mir oder was sorg mir. Hier ist ein Trinkfußbott, ein Gavertier. Irgendwie hast du schon Gavertier. It's like a dead person, you're allowed to kill him. He's dead already. Has he shot? So, he's evaluated, sir. And if you all know Yahweh, I mean, if somebody will force a person to kill a traitor, if not, he'll be killed, so he has to finish an effort himself, because he's evaluated, sir. And let's say, Ha'ere Yakum, someone's washing his mash, my child, he's Lusha Mahu. Even if he's an Akum in Zebra and Zayin is in Nea, but Kol's man, he was not Nidma Dinner in Nise, so he's Zebra Lissiyotso. So any Ritzeach, who for some reason is Potter of his best, whether it's because he heard Treyfe, or because he Koasor Miodo Basor Makris, or Aldik Rome, or Ahirik Akum or Jotensho, so there is no Chiv of Mrs. Bezdin. So what? He's hiding his vision. So he says, Uminai Shechin Adin, Shechin Adin, Shenema Sheikhir Damo, Odom, Odom, Domili Shofi, Domili Shofi, Zahirid Viatsmi Shalui Al Vishriach. As Dimchem Lenashisir Chamedri, Zahirid Atsmi. Somebody commits his side, he doesn't hide his vision. He doesn't hide his vision. And not only if he commits suicide, he dies. Shoots himself, or let's say he puts poison in his own food. If somebody goes on a starvation diet and he doesn't eat for 7 days, and then he dies, you know, it's a popular thing today to go on a starvation diet. So maybe he's hiding his mom. I mean, I'm not saying it. I wouldn't say such a thing. Brother, what are you saying? All right, if he shoots himself, so it's nice of it's here. But if somebody is shut out Isaac, he refuses to eat, no, so wouldn't do anything. How should, why should he be considered a Ritziach? The answer is that in regard to himself, one can be a Ritziach, so he will be shut out Isaac. And the Ram, the Mitzvah in Shvuah say, because there is a loch in the Shvuah Shor. If it's Nishbal Lassis, Dovor Shem Yochel Lassis. So Shvuah Shor Nishan Dun Yomi is Chayim Malkin because of Shvuah Shor. So the Rambam says, if a Shvuah is, if he takes his Shvuah, Lassis, Dovor Shem Yochel Lassis, that it's not within his control, he won't sleep for 3 days, and that's impossible because he'll fall asleep. And even if he puts his feet in cold water, he'll still fall asleep. He'll still fall asleep. Then it seemed, when he was a young boy, he was such a massive, and he wanted to learn, and he was afraid that he'd fall asleep. So at night, he put his feet in a pail, 2 separate pails. So one pail of very cold water, he put his right foot, and the left foot he put in the other pail, in order not to fall asleep. Not to fall asleep. So, that's the only she has to do. But within 3 days, he would fall asleep, no matter what you put. And even, I don't know, if you take sleeping tablets, maybe you won't fall asleep. That I don't know. I don't know. But it's the only she has to do. But the Rambam says, if one takes his wish, not to eat, 7 days, that means solid. Not to eat 7 days, it's also Shvashov, it's hiding. So the Ram in Shvuas and the Kiyin said, Achir Kandaramba, in Shvuas. The third pair, they say, why is that the Vashi Asherimi kind of? So it's because Nishba Asherimi Shangimu Yomi, it's Asherimi kind of. It will take place by itself, whether he likes it or not. He cannot control it. But not to eat 7 days, he can do it. He can do it, but he'll die. All right? That is mean that it's the actual kind of. But he says, he agrees with the Ramana, that תיק נשבע שלו יחל שבע יומים, רמב"ם גד 7 days, there is no more of it. Rambam knew, Rambam was a big doctor too, so he knew 7 days, it's impossible. So the Ram and the Kesef say, they agree with the Rambam's halacha, but love with a man. But for a different reason, because Nishba Levadras a mitzvah is a shua shol, and some mele, he takes his shvuah not to eat for 7 days, whatever you do, that you'll die. So it's his shvuah to be mad at the das. So he'll be there on the posse of as dimchem yenafshiseich medrash, zayir des atzman. So it's chayvus yishamayim. As dimchem yenafshiseich medrash, chayvus yishamayim. But the question is, zayir des atzman, it's in the Rishrabi. Zayir dimchem yenafshiseich medrash, zayir des atzman. That's when somebody commits suicide. He takes a gun and he shoots himself. He puts poison in his own food and then he eats it. Or he hangs himself with the rope. But there is a nice ritzicha. But when he refuses to eat for 7 days, he doesn't do a thing. So the Ram, the Mugyezek, should mention the posse, the Shomolechor. The Ram mentions the posik of Zdilchon HaShechamedr is Chayvim Yishamayim. So we see from this Ram that these are being himself. So then one is a Ritzeach, can be a Ritzeach B'Shem HaKaisa. These are being somebody else. So let's say if somebody is there, Chabir Yitriya Benor, and he can save him. He doesn't say anything, he's able to send all on the other, but he's not able to see it. And the Rambam says he's Shivadami. No, why is he Shivadami? Because even if he's a silent bystander and somebody else is there, when he can say he's also, he gets the title Shivadami, but he doesn't mean that he's able to see it, so that's vis-a-vis somebody else. But vis-a-vis himself, he can be a Ritzeach on the high Mitzvah Yishamayim, even if he commits suicide in a passive way. Why not him? So the Ram says, Umanayim shechinu adin shemen ha-shechah v'amodom v'odom domi nishom. Zeh ayir v'atzmi shol yal v'shriya. Vim chol ha-shesich mer zeh ayir k'atzmi. Yakol chayat v'shanu zahm v'sachaveir v'nuchayir v'kirchim. יעבוד מיד משוח פרס נשאול אם זה השיח האחיר להארס חברי, יש גרומה. ובפרש נאמר בשלוש פעם, לא שכפי שהרי דינו מוסו לשמיים. So that means that זה יצא הרבה גרומה. הגיר למות בציחה. הגיר למות בציחה ישחי ויש בשמיים. So that חי זה, in explaining the שיפר דרשבן, that Rambam says, "He came from Shesolov, so then he's potter of Yisrael Shemayim. But if he doesn't pay kefir, so then he's chayv Shemayim. Which are they? Which chayv Shemayim? Because of the fear of Yisrael Shemayim that he's mentioned in the parasha Neach, as Dimchum of Sich Medrash, Hay Sich Achir Nehori." Es ist sicher ein Chayyad, ja, Kolchayyad, ja, Kolchayyad means, so ja, Kolchayyad Rishenu means that even if somebody manipulates, that a Chayyad should kill, and a certain person is Mishase, a Kelev, or Nochosh, or a Chavere, so, not Chayyad, so he is Mechuyad Mishamayim. So, Gromer, Ritzicha, there is a Chayyad Mishamayim. So, Meile, the reason is why Rashbam says, of course, it's pshat in the posse, gambol of yumos. So that's the pshat in the posse, gambol of yumos. In kefir yishasolov, so that takes off. But if he doesn't pay the kefir, so is chayv yishamayim. And the score of what of homos v'tzich. So vis-a-vis somebody else, there is also a possibility of being either gomer from v'tzich v'shev al-paisa. From the Mutiyasef and the Ram, we see that it's possible to be Kome of Fritziche, to be in the Ram Kome of Fritziche, Bishop all times in regard to himself. But in regard to somebody else, not. If somebody is there, Chavir to hear a no, and he's not Matzoi, he has the type of Shivadom in normal sense, but he's not evil, he's Yirtzoch, he's not evil, he's not Chayv in the Shemai, because he didn't kill. But if somebody has a share, and he knows that he's a habitual minagach, and that he can kill a human being, he already kills, and he's going to kill, and he neglects to take care of him, so then he's considered to be a Ritzayah. The owner is considered to be a Ritzayah. Even though he shall not die, didn't do anything. And he's hiding his mind. But the Torah took cognizance of human frailty and mentioned the halacha of Keter. At all, let's say, there is a difference between Geirim of Ritziche, where he doesn't rise, and the Geirim of Ritziche in a passive way. So vis-a-vis a Ritzeach, we come a Biodayim, let's say, Secha Achirim Lahar, the Schaveirei, or Mishasit, Kaleb, the Schaveirei, to kill him. So then there is no Keita to Papa himself. But vis-a-vis the Kome, of the Shevel Taise, where he's a gearing on account of his negligence, so then there is Keifer. But if he doesn't pay Keifer, his mamish considered Gomez. That's why the Rambam, so that's what the Chaim said. And the Rambam, if you're okay, the Hema Shoy Soroyo calls of the Yichus of the Sabbath becoming Apropisha Daimler Yiziko Maskin the Borel Shoresh Bami in the Shama Behemte the Rimona Meliris Yesh Rishus the Barasoda the Shofta Shira Shira Vimo Borel Beinu Yichus Tlosa Shochem. But because all of these are Nafshi, but all of these are Nafshi is only Shayach when I do it to a person who is not allowed me the Reise to do what he wants to do. But here, what kind of a nisam is the Baal Asher, Baal Abayin Reiden? But he doesn't do a thing. He doesn't do a thing. So how does he have a heter to be massive, to behemoth, to share the behemoth? The owner says, why are you worried? You have damage, I'll pay you. So, obviously, you don't match. So, what kind of nisam is there in order to apply the aloche of a religion in Afshay? So he has to be able to use the Reise, otherwise we wouldn't say of the Dinishman and Dabshe, and if he had been only in Mr. Rabbanon, we wouldn't say of the Dinishman and Dabshe that he's allowed to be Mazi the Behemoth. So the Rabbanon says, there is in Mr. Reise. We should also read on the Hazi from Shari Mashuizi, and he read the Manese Kosha. Where is it mentioned? So Chaim said, according to the Rambam, it's mentioned in the Pasuk of Lo Yishmerenu. Lo Yishmerenu. So Yishmerenu is not only expressive of a field money. In other words, like the lack of Shmira of a Shema. Let's say, a Shema Socha is higher than the Rahe. So the Shema Socha, either in Yisrael, not even in Yisrael, it's a million money, the Halach. He's responsible, he has to pay. Mashein came the Lo Yishmerenu by Mr. Money. So that involves not only a few money, but a Nisa too. He's Mechuyev, he has a Nisa of being Peshea, in failing to watch his money so that no damage would be on the origin would be caused to anyone by his money, by his share, by his bear, by his heather, by his age. So, and in the Gartner of Mazik too, Odom Shmir as Gufi Olofu. Abor was in sickness. Asher Vabey, Amabel Avera. So, with Shmir Osan Lecho, so the Odom Shmir as Gufi Olofu. So, as far as the Yisar of the Yishmerenu is concerned, so it applies to Gromadin Zotin too. And on the contrary, what kind of Yisar is there? in the sheer of not watching my money. So, as far as the Chiyuv Tashlum is concerned, it is separate Mechayev, Sheir, and Jim Robbins, the movie Sheir, Kerenish, and the Rebel, and then Beir, and the Heber, and Od Mamazik, so it's separate Mechayev. Mashayim Jim, God to the Yisr of Mazik, so it's one Yisr, no Yishmeren. And the Yishmeren is, because the Yishmeren implies that if a person has a nominal mazik and he doesn't watch it, then he is considered as being a gerem of the hezek. And that's the reason as to why there is a few things in the Shanai when the Shia kills a human being. So what? And what is it based? Because it's gone. That's why the Rambam emphasizes it. It means also the other mazik of the Shalom Mashizik. Where is it mentioned? In Lo Yishmeranu. Because Yishmeranu implies a Nisa. Not only a Chiyuv Momin or Tashlumin or pain for the damage, but a Nisa too. And that's the reason as to why there is Tashlumin. Because there is a Nisa to be Mazik, and even to be Mazik of the Kone. And by all Momin a Mazik, so as far as the Nisa is concerned, he is considered as he gave him a vessel. That's what Rambam says, after you read him on his kosher. So, how can the Gemara say here, Rab Meir, Loi Kash, Ki Komi, Ki the Rabbono, Mitame, Mitame, Minase, now let's see the Rash. Yisure the Rabbono, Ki the Loi Shnei Hezik, Ein Kan Yisure the Reis, Ki the Vesek, Ki the Vesek, but there is no spata hezek shenika is loishni hezek, so it's spata tashkumim, but the nisha the vaisa there is. The answer is, what the Gemara means here, the Rabbonon, doesn't mean nisha Rabbonon to do a hezek shenika. That's a nisha the reis, is a reise. But there is the chiyuv tashkumim is on the Rabbonon. Because with the reise there is no chiyuv with the odom, and with the Rabbonon there is a chiyuv with the odom too. So Mimele sees the Chiyuv Tashlum in his own Rabbanon. So Mimele is people are Mizalzeel. So Divrei Seifchim Chizuk Yeitzer Divrei Teiro. So that's why Rav Meir comes Shilik of Amazing. And then the Rav Yudah, God, like the Rashi of the Shabbos, he doesn't come from Shilik of Amazing. He doesn't come from Shilik of Amazing because it's in Tzidon Chizuk. And the Rabbi Yudah loikashu, chi loikom yis the Rabbono. It's on the contrary. He says the reverse. Rabbi Yudah. Ba'i tamu damu nase so sheike yis poda. Since the Chiyuv Tashlum is on the Rabbono, so loikom so sheike was amazing. But when the Tashlum b'shabes v'sheike, so yis comes, because he's the Reis. Is eyes. Anyway, so the Gemara says with Heresh, I'll leave it to Rav Yudah, that when does Rav Yudah Aser Shedei, Aser Shedei, come Shedei got amazing, only in the Reise, but in the Rabbonon, Rav Yudah doesn't answer Aser, the Tafshil Bachile, he involves only in the Rabbonon. So Mele, we can answer the, so Mele gets the carrots, and the kasha of the Gro against the kasha of the Gro against the Rif and the Rambam is the Rif and the Rambam passed like Rav Yudah when here the Gemara only mentions the member of Rav Meir and doesn't even mention Rav Yudah. The answer is here the Gemara doesn't have to mention the memory of Rav Yudah. Because the Gemara says in Gittin that Rav Yudah is only Chelik and Rav Meir, and he's only Chelik of Mezrik by Mubash and Shabbos, because it's involved in the Reise, but where it involves in the Rabbanon, so then Rav Yudah doesn't say that the Chelik is also by Chelik and Shabbos itself. And it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, if let's say it's Melochet the Rabbanon, so then, the Shegeik, it's Mutabachir, even the Shabbos. Why? Because of this Gemara. This Gemara in Yiddish. So Meile, there is no kashe against the Rif and the Rambam. Why doesn't the Gemara mention the member of Rav Yehuda? It's not because the Aloha is like a Meile. Because these are the Shohar Dirmal Gabikiro. So then even Rav Yehuda will be made that Rav Yehuda should be made. Melochet Rabbonon Rav Yehuda is made that Bishiga Keicha. But here he says Loishne. So why is it Loishne here? So we have two Lishins. Rabbi is Tamata Violet Taylor. Mivashe who recovered Maise Bimezit Loyecha. Avol Haib recovered Maise. So Bimezit Nameyecha. Bimezit Nameyecha. So in other words, here the Gemara cannot mention because Avol Hai Loyovi Dali Suvet Rabbonon so Bimezit Nameyecha. That the Gemara cannot mention because according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so then in Nisa de Rabbonon, because here the Gemara couldn't say that Abel Haid recovered on Yisrael Rabbonon, so the Mizit Nami Yechal. True that Rabbi Yehuda says, the Gemara says in Gittin, that Rabbi Yehuda is only coming Shiri, but the Mizit Nami Yechal said not in the Rabbonon. So in the Rabbonon is only counting Shiri, but the Mizit, but Mizit itself is certainly counting. And here, Rabbi the Rabbi Yisrael say, Leteire, that even the Mizit we don't count him. So he has to mention that the fact that it's Lord of Maise, not the fact that he's the Rabbanon. True, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's only common shape of the Maise, the Raise, not the Rabbanon. But here, Rabbi the Rabbi Yisef, they say, Le-tere, that even the Maise, Jecha. So, the Maise, so even in the Rabbanon, we can't see. Rabbi Yehuda only says, the Maise, the Shege, the Rabbanon, don't count. But the Mezit to the Council of the Rabbanon. But here Rabbi the Rabbi Yisef say that even Mezit we don't counsel it, it's Latere. So he has to mention because do your Kovid Maise, so we don't counsel him even the Mezit. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Koma in Suve, Mivashi who do your Suve Yerume, so he's Bishege Geichar. He's Bishege Geichar. So in other words, Avol Haibi also Yerume, because it is so Kali Beino, on account of the fact that it's not only it's in the Rabbanon, but it's even Sheval Taisi, it doesn't do anything. So it's more lax, he's more lax in regard to it. So Bishegi Knamele Yechal, so Bishegi Knamele Yechal, so Mele Tru, so even according to Rameya, and Gemara here mentions the member of Rameya. So the Gemara says, Avol Hai, the Osir Yerume, so even Rab Meir, who is Machmir on Shege, even Rab Meir, who is Meikil on Shege, so he's only Meikil on Shege, can Nisra Rabbonon the Tezimaise. So that's not so called, but the Nisra Rabbonon that doesn't involve in Maise altogether, that's so called in the eyes of people, so Rav Meir will also be machna b'shei. So that's the pshat of the Gemara. But what the Gemara says here goes a little bit of Rav Meir and a little bit of Rav Yehuda. But the reason as to why the Gemara doesn't mention Rav Yehuda's memory, because Rav Yehuda is only counsels by an Isra Reis and not by an Isra Rabbanon, and here there is an Isra Rabbanon, so there shouldn't be any knas except for a special reason, and that special reason applies to the mayor as well. So there is no purpose in Rafiya Barabe mentioning Rabbi Yehuda's memory, and he only mentions the mayor's memory. All right, now. So, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Li Yisure, ליבשל כותו יוסל רומה בשאי כאיכל, אבל היי יוסל רומה בשאי כנעמי איכל. מייסר, שוחר גדירו על גבי קירו ובישלו בשבס, בשאי כאיכל במייזית לא יאיכל. תמד לא אמורים וחנים של יוח מקוצור, ביטפשיו שלו בישל קוצור. אך אבל חמים שהוך מקוצורכו ויתאפשיר, ביטפשיו שבישל קוצורכי, I don't know, אם אני גמורה, there is a hope not a base. That's what I say, how about that?
מה
אתה? I don't know why, it's אבל, not אוכל. So, אבל, חמים שהוך מקוצורכו, ביטפשיר, which תפוס is it? This is probably the same tfus. Dr. Lama, many years ago. It shouldn't be a tfus of tfus in Rosh Hashanah tfus. Anyway. Avol! Chamim shiurcham kotzorcham v'tafshir shabishol kotzorchei bein v'sheir bein v'meiz v'eicha. Diva Rabmeya. רבי יהודה אין החמים שאורך מכל צורכון מותורים מפני שמסתמת ורלה ביטפשן שבשל כל צורכי עושה לנו שמסתמת ויופלה יכול המסתמת ויופלה כנקרו ופולים ובוסו תורו עושה ויכול המסתמת ורלה מותר. So we have in this price a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Now, in Dachla Mitzayim we also have another price in machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. But the price that mentioned machlekes, and that one is Zayin and Aleph between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, discusses the question whether lechatchila it's mutar to be machlekes. Here, the machlekes in this price, the machlekes doesn't discuss whether lechatchila it's mutar to be machlekes. In the case where it's also to be machlekes, but he was mash, so he didn't have it. Is the tafshir muta ba'achile, or the tafshir is not muta? So the Gemara says, katon mi a tafshir shol bishikol tzolchei, it's a tafshir shol bishikol tzolchei, bi ishlein l'rab nachm v'yitzchok, who says that l'yisure, that bein sheni can be lazy, so the tafshir is also ba'achile, so then you can also ask, Here there is a distinction is made between Sheyid and Mezid, and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok says there is no distinction between Sheyid and Mezid. Both ways so. So it's contrary to the price. No, that's no kash. Because there is another memory that there was a price of the shame and a price of achem. In other words, b'tchilo hoyein imam vashel b'shabes b'shem yikeichal b'meizit lo yeichal. V'ilo adin yishcheach m'sherob u'mashem b'meizit v'imrin shcheichim anu chozru v'konsol ha-shcheich. Chozru v'konsol ha-shcheich. So there is a price of achem. Price of achem that says that the status of Shevet is the same as the status of Mezid. So Mele, Bishleim Ramach Bad Yitzchok, who says Lissure, that's according to the price of Achene, but according to the price of Hashem. No, there is a difference between the status of Shevet and the status of Mezid. He says, Leikash, Kam Kedemze. In other words, this price that says, B'chokad Yirau Gabi Kiro, ובישלו בשבס, בשביל כאיכל ומזית ראיכל, is descriptive of the price of the שאינו. Before the final תקנה of the בין שאיר, בין מזית, so it's also באחילה. מה שאין כרב נחם בליצחו, he discusses the price האחרי. So there is no cut. אלו רבי ורב יסד, דם ולתרא, so he came in zero, Kashemez, Monefshach. If he has reference to Kriden Zero, so then there is a Kasha Famezi, because Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says that Zlatera, that Mezi is also Mutabachi. Ilachat Zere, if he discusses the Mishnah and the Price Achreino, Kasha Namishelik, so how can Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, how can Rabbi Ravyei say Letere that he made it from the Bachel when the Braise says that the Braise Achene says that Ben Shegit Ben Mezit is also Bachel. So, he killed him there, Kasha Mezit, Lachan Zera, Kasha Nam Shegit, so the Gemara says Kasha. Now, the Shegit say many times, but I didn't see it that the Shemin should emphasize it here, but taste says several times that whenever the Gemara has a kash, and then the Gemara says the Yuf, so that means that the member of the Seret Namere was the Baruch, was a few Mitra. But when the Gemara has mentioned the kash against the Seret Namere, and then the Gemara says kashe, so then the meaning is not clear. Sometimes kashe is a substitute for the yukte, and sometimes kashe means you have a kashe, but the member of that amira is not a fit. You have a kashe, we have to explain everything, so there are certain things that teiko, teach me taris kushes are biased, we can't understand everything. So sometimes kashye is a new of youth, and sometimes kashye means a kashye, no doubt. But the memory of that amir remains. We don't have a kashye, we have a kashye. It seems to me, so many times Rishen point out, when kashye is mentioned, what's the meaning of kashye? Whether it is to be understood in the sense of yukte, or it is to be understood in the sense of kashya. It seems to me, I looked at the Rishonim, I didn't see all the Rishonim, but I looked at some Rishonim and they don't mention that. Whether this kashya, it means like yukte, the Rabbi Ravyei said, or it means kashya. It seems to me that here the kashya is in view of the yukte, because how could there be Pitares, I mean, according to the Mishneh, to the Price Achene, so the Tafshe is also Bachir, Baby Shegeit, Baby Mezit, and Rabbi Rav Yosef say that Tzmuta Bachir, Baby Mezit. How could there be a Tafshe? I looked in the Rishonim, I didn't see the Rishonim discussing. But it seems to me that Tia Kashye has the meaning of the Yuf. In other words, the Yuf that the Rabbi Rav Yosef. And that's the way of the Rishonim Paskin, like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. That's how it seems to me, but I didn't see it discussed explicitly by Rishonim. My Gzeyote, what is the Zeyre of the Price Achreine? The Omar Rav Yudeh Bar Shmuel, Omar Rav Abbe, Omar Rav Kane, Omar Rav, Yitzchilo Yoyim Riman Vashlo Bishabes, Vishayi Keicha, Vomei Yitlo Yeicha, Vyoadim Mishachayach, משרובו משם במיידי ואין בין שכי חימנו חוזרו וקונס על השכייה in other words משרובו משם במיידי ואין בין שכי חימנו you know there is a certain story that is told I mean but that is a full poem this Gemara משרובו משם במיידי ואין בין שכי חימנו because if בזמן חזל they were such משם במיידי were so clever to do something amazing and then say, I forgot. So, has come the hammer today? I mean, because just as Chazal say, in Morishim ki malach ha-shores onuk in miyodom, in Morishim ki miyodom, onuk chamerim, onuk chamerim, shal pinchat b'yoyer, but stam chamerim, not in the madrig of pinchat b'yoyer. So, this, Gemara, it's also Gemara in Shabbos, that a few days. So this Gemara mentions in relative to the contrast between the Chachmei Yisrael of the Rova and the Chachmei Yisrael in our generation. But to a certain extent, even in respect, the Havdol, Aleph Havdolis, in respect to the Chaydim, we can also say that there is a contrast between the Jewish Chaydim in the day of Rova and the Jewish Chaydim today. So if in Bizman Chazal there were such Chaydim who were Mizidim, and the Indian Shechim on Allah has come with the Chaytim of today, so you find so many Chaytim who do it amazing, and then they excuse themselves, they vindicate themselves. Shechim on, you know, there's a story told that in certain Yeshiva in Europe years ago, so these students in the Yeshiva were seen writing on Shabbos. So those who saw the Yeshiva Bochar inviting on Shabbos through the window, you know. They saw they had windows, you know, opposite each other. So they saw through the window across the road that the three Yeshiva Bochar on Shabbos were writing. So they told it to the Rosh Yeshiva, to the Mashgiach. So the Rosh Yeshiva, the Mashgiach, called the three students and pointed them. I even know that they saw you through the window that you are riding a Shabbos. So first he confronted first one. So he said, it's true. He couldn't deny this. He said, it's true. So he said, how can you explain it? He said, I forgot. So she asked him, what did you forget? He said, I forgot that it was Shabbos. For a moment I thought it was Sunday. Shake. Then he asked the other Yeshiva, is it true? You are writing on Shabbos? 2 a.m. in the morning, you saw it through the window, across the road, from your window. So he said, yes, it's true. He says, how can you explain it? He said, I forgot. He says, why did you forget? What did you forget? He didn't want to say he forgot Shabbos Sunday, it didn't look nice, it didn't look good. So he said, I forgot that it's also to write on Shabbos. I forgot, I knew that thing, but I forgot, for the moment I forgot it. Then he asked the third one, and did you write on Shabbos? He said, yes, I wrote on Shabbos too. So he said, how can you explain it? He says, I also forgot. He says, what did you forget? So he said, I forgot to pull down the mission. So this is what the Gemara says. The Shemobu mashing amazing, blame them. How could they explain it? They are amazing, they Shechem on. They're not lying, they're not liars, they tell the truth. They forgot to pull down the Venetian one. You see, that's a good excuse today. This is the best excuse. The most acceptable excuse. He forgot to pull down the Venetian vines. It was a mistake, you know. A mistake. He didn't know that it would arouse in a position people would find out. So, that's in Sherobu, Mashin Bimezin, the Imrin, Shechimon, Chosru, Bikonsu, Allah Shecheach. So, then Chosru, Bikonsu, Allah Shecheach. So Kashi the Rameir ad Rameir, Kashi the Rabiuda ad Rabiuda. Now let's see the Rashi. Bishlem Rav Nachman Motzo Yitrutei, Kitanya Ahidi Shege Kecha Olip Neidle, Dam Rino Likam Rikos Ola Sheikhim, Dichit Madra Pchir Barabi, Tavitz Nali Medi Shege Kos Ola Hazere, אלו דה רבי רבי איסי דאם רעלי ודה רבי פחייה ברד אלה תהירה עד מייזי אי כלים זה ראית מה דה רבי פחייה קשי מי מייזי דוח את תניה במייזי תו יליך דירה חגזירה קשי נה משגיק דאפילו שגיק עבו למייסר דיו מסניס נקדם זה עוני שניס המבשר בשבל ביודיים דיקה חיוב דה רייסה ואו הדין לשכיח ואמר שנאמן בידי נמשוך אז אישי יקייך ובימי זידי שלא יאיך שלדי שלו ידיים בישבס קשי דרד מאיר דרד מאיר in Kashi, der Rebjude, der Remei, der Rebjude, Kashi, der Remei, der Remei, die Frau Liebe, die Spielchen. So, what's the difference between the two prices? We have a price in which Remei and Rebjude are failing. The price that from Zayn Medaur, and we have this price that from Chesu Medaur, in which again Remei and Rebjude are failing. So Kashi the Rebbe Rad Meir did not leave the Rishpirch and Rebbe Meir a little bit of the Sile of Chamim Avaloi Tavshil. So and that from Zion Rebbe Meir says according to the Sile of so it's Mutter to be Masha Chamim but not Tavshil. The Hoche Shore Chamim be Tavshil Shefishil Kol Tzorchei. Here Rebbe Meir says באמת לא אמורים בחמים שלא יוכם לכל צורך, מטף שעוד מכל צורך, אבל חמים שיוכם לכל צורך, או מטף שעוד מכל צורך, בין בשביל בימי דיקי חל. ואוכל שעוד חמים, מטף שעוד שבשביל כל צורך, ביקשת רבי יהודה, רבי יהודה, ואוסף אומר רבי יהודה חמים, מטף שעוד, איזמות השיר, ואוכל עושה טף שעוד שבשביל כל צורך, so there is a stire between Rameyah and Rabbiudah, because in the price that from Zion, Rameyah is the big machmir, and Rabbiudah is the maker, and here is the reverse. Here, Rameyah is the maker, and Rabbiudah is the machmir. How can we reconcile these two prices? And as a matter of fact, I mean, it makes a difference. The two prices are mentioned next to each other in the assembly. The two prices, which on the surface, involve a contradiction, meaning the roles. In the price that from the Zion, so the mayor is the big machmir, and Rabbiudah is the maker, and here, so the mayor is the maker, and Rabbiudah is the machmir. How can we reconcile it? So the Gemara says, the mayor at Rabbi Aloy Kash, holy chat chile, hodi ebed. Now let's see the right. כל אחד תחילה משנה כמי זה לישייס לחד תחילה כמי. So they are לחד תחילה, when the question is whether you are allowed to be share, so they are the mayor is very machmir. And the mayor says that the tafshil you are not allowed to be machmir. So, but here in the price that from Tres, the question discussed is not whether you're allowed to be Mashe, but you were Mashe. These are you allowed to the Tavshil, so here, the Eved. So in other words, this Lechatrila, the Eved, should be distinguished from the general of the Lechatrila. You know, usually when the Gemara or the Sheni or Achreni mention Lechatrila, the Eved, it means the same thing, but the chatchila should not be done, but if you did it, it's mutter. Here, it's different questions. It's not really a question of the chatchila the evet, it's just the expression chatchila, but it has an altogether different meaning. The chatchila means whether you're allowed to be she. The evet means, in the case where you're not allowed to be mashe, is the tafshil mutar l'achile. It's not l'chatchila the eved, you know, that you regularly find.